Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jackie Wickey. And a lot of people know Jackie for a lot of things, but a lot of them also know that when we talk about Jackie, we talk about BPW. So good morning to you, Jackie.
Good morning.
How long have you been a BPW member?
About 28 years now.
Yeah, no wonder we associate you and BPW.
Bet.
And I'm sure you're proud of that association.
I am. It's my friends. It's my social. It's a great bunch.
You bet. And we'll talk a little bit later about meeting and so on. But first, we need to talk about this event coming up on Saturday. Your semi-annual craft show.
Right. We have a spring and a fall. So this is our annual spring one coming up on April 9th.
Okay. And the time and the place?
From 9 to 3 at the Cass County Community Center at the fairgrounds. So.
And you usually have a really full house. I know fall one, we were absolutely packed. Spring, you have a few spaces left. If somebody says, you know, I wish I'd been in there to be a vendor.
You bet. We've still got a few more spaces. Right now, so far, we have 42 spaces sold, so we've got more room. But with that 42 spaces, we have 29 different vendors.
Some have big displays.
They do.
Right?
A lot of them have multiple spaces for all the things that they bring. So we could still get a few more in.
So if somebody said, oh, I really wanted to do that, how do they become a vendor? Well, who do they contact?
They can contact Becky Bonney at 254-0838, or myself, 243-4671. And with both of us, leave a message, and one or both of us will get back to you.
Okay, we'll give those numbers again a little bit later. So, Jackie, you always have a wide variety of crafts folks, but you also include some of those home-based businesses.
So. We sure do. We've got quite a good variety.
Okay, let's talk about what we can come and see.
You bet. You can come see the Pampered Chef, Tastefully Simple, Osborne Books, 31 Gifts, Tupperware, Watkins, and we have our gentleman that will be there with his hypnosis.
That's really interesting, Jackie. Have you ever had hypnosis done?
Just informally, he did just a little session just to show me. I was amazed.
Okay, so stop by, you know, if you've ever wanted to do that. And, of course, I think a lot of us initially think of it as sort of an entertainment thing. You know, you go to a comedy show or whatever, they put people under hypnosis. But it's serious. It can be used for so many things.
He can do so many different
Health-wise,
right? Yes. Yeah. You know, for smoking and relaxing, that was what he did, just a short thing with me, and I was totally relaxed.
Amazing. So this is an opportunity to stop and visit with him and get more information to see if that's something you'd really want to do. He's there, and of course, he doesn't charge anything for people to stop by and visit with him. So sort of a different kind of thing that we think of as at a craft show. Well,
he's been there for quite a few times now, and he's always ready to come back to write out the registration form, and he's usually our first one that's ready for the next, like for now for the fall one.
Yeah, so stop by and see him and learn a little more. And then, of course, you have so many craftspeople. I don't know if some of those are food people. Kind of give us some ideas of what we might see.
Just a very good variety. If looking at our list, we've got jewelry, hats and blankets, kitchen tools, clocks, baked goods, that's always wonderful, rugs and crocheted items, floral and yard art, which is always a fun thing for spring now, quilted items, purses, slippers, soaps and scents, pillowcases, dog carriers, popcorn shirts and purses, bags. So a very wide variety of different items.
So just do they
T-shirts
have a job?
T-shirts and sweatshirts,
oh, yes.
too.
And those, I know some people, they always look forward to the sweatshirts, and they're beautiful. And I heard somebody say one time, I don't know whether it was a different show or whether the size wasn't there, but anyhow, she was so disappointed because she couldn't go and get her sweatshirt. So
that's correct. I know I have a sister that goes every time just to get her yearly T-shirt and sweatshirts.
So I wanted to ask you about the dog carriers. Do they have one to fit your dog?
I'm going to check it out. It's got to be a pretty little one.
Yeah, you have a little dachshund, right?
I do.
And is
pounds.
It a miniature?
She's a miniature.
8 pounds?
8 pounds.
Oh, my goodness. I have cats bigger than that.
Her sister cat in her house is 10 pounds bigger than hers.
So. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So that's, maybe she's been there before, but that's sort of a new idea, I think, for Craft Show dog carriers. So we see those in the movies and so on, where they just stick them in a bag.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be interesting. Stop by and see what the dog carrier looks
it's
like.
It's always fun to see what they bring.
You bet. Now, you mentioned people can buy baked goods to take home at one of the vendors, but they can also get a lot of food from you guys.
That's correct. We have our concession stand. We'll be open right away in the morning with rolls and coffee, if you'd like. And we'll start selling our Sloppy Joes, our sloppy dogs, potato salad, ham salad sandwiches, and pie.
And we can take pie home.
Oh, you sure can. We've got the to-go containers.
And there's always such a nice wide variety. So you could eat a piece then and take a piece home. Now, we need to talk a little bit about, and I know we have in the past, but hopefully people will remember this, that you put this money to good use that you take in.
We sure do. We are very involved in the community, and we give to a lot of projects that we have requests for. So all of our money goes to scholarships and community projects.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes back into the community.
And I think the majority of income you get from here are the vendors paying for the tables. But you do charge a little bit at the door.
We do. It's 50 cents for each person.
I can't think of any place else I can go and get in for 50 cents.
With that, you get a ticket, and then you're eligible for the door prizes. Each one of the vendors donates something from their space, and we have the door prizes that we give away about every 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, you don't have to be there very long. And
no, you sure don't. So that 50 cents gives you some entertainment. Sit down, have a cup of coffee, and wait for your number to be called.
And that is a little extra income for your projects. But also, and I think this, people who don't organize things sometimes don't think about this, it also gives you a count.
It sure does. It helps us to know how many people do come through that door, which that's one thing our vendors will ask. You know, how big is the show? How many people? We have anywhere from 350 to 400 people, and sometimes more than that, come through in that six-hour stretch of time. So that's a lot of people walking through those doors. Plus, they don't stay the whole time. You know, they go out to shop other places right here in Atlantic, too.
One of the things I enjoy is I always see somebody there that I don't see other places, and so it's a time to just at least say hello and sometimes have a little chat. So that's a fun part of an event like this too, Jackie.
It sure is.
Yeah. We're visiting with Jackie Wickey about the BPW Craft Show coming up, and I want to talk just a bit more about BPW. We've talked about that you do a lot for the community, but you also are the biggest, I'm going to say most outstanding BPW organization in the state of Iowa.
Thank you, because we think we are, and so does everyone else in the state, because we are a leading organization in the state. We've worked real hard to come to that status, and this is organizations clear across the state of Iowa. Mm-hmm.
That means, though, you have to take some responsibility at the state level.
We sure do, and there's quite several of us that are state committee chairs. So we're very active and very responsible for the state meetings.
And before we went on, you were telling me you are the registration chair for the state annual meeting coming up. So
coming up in middle of April.
And you'll have some other folks. Another person I wanted you to just mention, Deb Leistad. Of course, she's been active for a long time. She has a big job.
She does. She is the general chair for the state meeting. So everything goes through her. She does all the planning with the motel, gets the rooms reserved, you know, or block of rooms so that we can just call up, say we're BPW, and they have a place for us. She does all the food organizing for our meals. We usually have a luncheon and a banquet, and usually have a breakfast snack in the morning as they're registering.
Okay. So know when you come to the BPW Craft Show that you are kind of in amongst a special group of people for sure. So Jackie, remind us of time, place, date, all that stuff we need to know.
Coming up on Saturday, April 9th at 9, from 9 to 3 at the Cass County Community Center out at the fairgrounds.
And if a vendor wants to still come in, you have some space, and who should they contact?
We sure do. You can call Becky Bonnie at 254-0838. or myself at 243-4671. If you get an answering machine with either one of us, just leave a message. One or both of us will get back to you and get the info that you need.
Okay, well, we'll see you on Saturday, Jackie, at the BPW Craft Show. And until next time, here's a thought. You can't stop the future. You can't rewind the past. The only way to learn the secret is to press play.